Good morning. Here's what's making news on Classic Hits WTYE. A Robinson man was sentenced to time in the IDOC yesterday. Crawford County's 100 Women Who Care will make a donation to another local charity following their first quarterly meeting of 2020. The Robinson City Council Enterprise Zone Committee meets tomorrow. From the Tracy Insurance and Investments Newsroom, I'm Tony Collins. Tracy Insurance and Investments, where they treat you like family. A Robinson man was sentenced to time in the IDOC yesterday. According to Crawford County State's Attorney Matthew Hartrick, Roger Holcomb was sentenced to 3 years in the Illinois Department of Corrections, followed by 2 years of mandatory supervised release on a Class 3 felony charge of unlawful possession of methamphetamine. The Obalong Police Department assisted in the prosecution of this case. Crawford County 100 Women Who Care will make a donation to another local charity following their first quarterly meeting of 2020. The group that has grown to include more than 90 women met late last week and voted to make their first donation of the year to Quilts of Valor. Quilts of Valor, led by Becky Miller, makes quilts for veterans and those who serve in harm's way. Crawford County 100 Women Who Care is an independent part of a larger movement across the country. The next meeting will be held April 16th at JB Steakhouse in Robinson. The next charities in line to possibly receive a donation are the Robinson Now program, the Robinson City Park All-Inclusive Playground, and the Kiwanis Washington Park Bathroom Project. Learn more about Crawford County 100 Women Who Care by finding them on Facebook. The Robinson City Council Enterprise Zone Committee will meet tomorrow. According to Crawford County Clerk Fayreen Wright, they'll discuss tax abatement and appoint a chairman. The Enterprise Zone Committee will meet at 2 p.m. in the small conference room at Robinson City Hall. The Community Development Committee will meet March 6th at 3 p.m. to review the downtown TIF application and discuss a TIF extension consultant. They, too, will meet at Robinson City Hall. Crawford County Sheriff Bill Rutan is joining fellow officers across the state in expressing concern about a new prison release policy. The new policy allows dangerous felons to be released back into Illinois communities. This occurs despite valid requests by federal immigration authorities to transfer the convicted felons to a designated holding facility while the individual's immigration case is reviewed. Immigration advocates say that people who have served their sentence should go free. Sheriffs statewide say they're concerned that they'll be releasing known felons with no notification and with no hearing on their immigration status. The change builds on the 2017 Illinois Trust Act that protects immigrant families. That's been a look at the news. Time now for sports on Classic Hits WTYE. From the Bodybuilders Collision and Glass Sports Desk, Bodybuilders, your hometown collision center. Illinois visits Northwestern tonight. The Illini are coming off a 71-59 win over Nebraska Monday. Illinois improved to 18-9 overall, 10-6 in the Big Ten. You can catch tonight's game on 94.3 WTAY. The rivalry continues tonight as Indiana travels to West Lafayette to play Purdue in a Big Ten battle. The Hoosiers enter at 18-9 overall, 8-8 in conference play, while the Boilermakers are 14-14, 7-10. Indiana fell to Purdue at home earlier this month. In the NBA, the Pacers are home tonight against the Portland Trail Blazers. Indiana has won 3 of its last 4 to improve to 34-24. The Pacers open a 5-game trip Saturday in Cleveland and don't return home until March 10th against the Celtics. The Bulls are at the Knicks on Saturday. Chicago fell to the Thunder 124-122 Tuesday. The Bulls have lost 9 of 10 and are third in the Central Division at 20-39. In Major League Baseball, the Cardinals split a pair of split-squad games. Lane Thomas and Justin Williams homered in the second inning as St. Louis defeated the Astros 7-5 in Palm Beach. Nolan Gorman drove in 3, but the Cards fell late to the Marlins 8-7 in Jupiter. St. Louis visits the Braves today with Jack Flaherty taking the bump. The Cubs blanked the Royals 8-0 in Mesa. Aviar Baez homered and Corbin Joseph had a 2-run double for Chicago. Alec Mills got the win after giving up no hits in 2 scoreless innings. The Cubs visit the Rangers today. And the White Sox are knocked off by the Royals 7-6 at Surprise Stadium. Adam Engel drilled a three-run home run for Chicago in the third. Zach Thompson suffered the loss and a blown save after giving up two runs, one earned on two hits and less than an inning of work. The Sox host the Mariners today. For the latest on these stories and more, visit WTYEFM.com. Follow us on Twitter at WTYE News. I'm Tony Collins.